I'm going to start with a prayer today, a Buddhist prayer, and it goes like this. May those of us who are here today in mind and heart be happy, peaceful, and free from suffering. May no harm come to us. May no difficulties come to us. May no problems come to us. May we always find fulfillment. May we also have patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome the inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. Okay. So what is morality? You know, I had to look it up. Morality is what we think as an individual, what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. So I said to myself, how did I get right and wrong, good and bad into my head? Because I wasn't born with it. And then I said, it was Mom. Mom was the one. She kept telling me, no, no, don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself. It's not good to do that. And then Mom would say, oh, do this, do that. This is good. This is good. That's how I started to figure out what was right and what was wrong. It was Mom. And then I went to school, just like you guys. And then you know what the school said? This is right. This is wrong. This is what you can do. This is what you can't do. So now I had more ways of looking at good and bad, right and wrong. Then I got my first job. And my boss said, this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. If I had gone on to get married, I'm sure my wife would have said, no, you can't do that. But I didn't go on to get married. But I found Buddhism instead. And in Buddhism, we have something called the five precepts. The five things you really shouldn't do, not because they're bad, but because they are unskillful, and you will suffer more, and the people around you will suffer more as well. So we said the first thing you shouldn't do, the first thing you should practice every day, is not to take life, because it's really hard to get born. You guys weren't here on earth forever. You've never been here before. What was your original face before you were born? That's what the Zen people like to ask new students. And then you know what? When you die, you'll never be here again. It is really hard to be here, and we just take it for granted that everything on earth is here because it's supposed to be, including ourselves. When you take a life, whether it be a mosquito or an elephant, you are creating so much suffering in the world. And that suffering then is translated into your suffering, ultimately because of karma. So try not to take life, the Buddha said. Number two, practice not taking stuff that does not belong to you, not taking what is not given. Because people think they own stuff. This is consumerism at its best, America. We get to have so many things. It is so cool. We think we own the stuff we use because we have receipts. But we don't really own the stuff we use. We're just using it. We can't even own ourselves. If I owned me, would I look like this? Probably not. Number three, sexual misconduct. The Buddha said there are four things you shouldn't do when you have sex. Number one, when you have sex, don't have sex with people that are married because they're in a committed relationship. It causes a lot of suffering. Number two, don't have sex with people who are engaged because they're going to be in a committed relationship and it causes a lot of suffering. Don't have sex with children who are being supported by their parents because it causes them suffering and their parents suffering. And number four, don't have sex with people against their will, because it causes a lot of suffering if you do that. Number four, precept, holding. Speak skillfully. Do not speak unskillfully. Don't use false speech, harsh speech, malicious speech. Don't get involved in gossip and idle chatter, because it increases suffering. It doesn't decrease suffering. And number five, the hardest one of all, the hardest one not to break. Number five, don't get high. Do not become intoxicated. Don't consume intoxicants. Why? Because it makes you stupid. And you do dumb things. And you might even break the other four precepts and not even know you did. So that's how the morality of a Buddhist starts, by practicing not doing. Practicing not doing those five things. The Buddha said in one of his talks that our mind leads our speech and action into the world. So you need to cultivate your mind. You need to get rid of greed and instead have generosity. You need to get rid of hatred and anger and instead have loving kindness and compassion. You need to get rid of ignorance and delusion and have wisdom. So you need to meditate. You need to cultivate your mind. You need to work on that every day, because mind leads speech and action into the world. And if you have a skillful mind, you will have skillful speech and you will have skillful actions. Also, as a Buddhist, we don't go to heaven because of something we pray to, or devotion, or grace, or forgiveness. We go to heaven because of good thoughts, good speech, and good action. There's a certain accountability in being a Buddhist. And that accountability is, if I don't get there, it's my fault. And we don't want to go to hell. We don't want to go to hell. So we have heaven and hell. Thankfully, they don't last forever. And then you might say to yourself, well, all this good stuff that I'm thinking and speaking and doing, how does that affect the world? I can understand how it could affect my girlfriend or boyfriend or my family or my relatives, but how could that make a difference in a world with 7 billion people? And according to Buddhism, it works like this. Everything is interconnected and interdependent. Everything you think, say, and do ripples through the entire universe, making a difference. You may not recognize it, but it does. So if I work on my morality, if I hold the five precepts, I can change the world by thinking, speaking, and acting in a skillful way. Thank you.